Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. While October is dominated by pumpkins, and November has an entire table of foods, December is split between Christmas trees and poinsettias. Now is a great time to grab a live tree before the holiday. Obviously, it's better late than never, and there's no point in getting one after Christmas. Therefore, the important parts of getting a tree are tree selection, care and maintenance, and then eventually, disposal. Kansas has no native evergreens except for the eastern red cedar. Not the most popular tree for sure, so Kansans will probably be sourcing a live tree from a local Christmas tree farm or in the landscape that is not native. There can be many evergreens, but the typical selection will be pine, spruce, or fir. White and Scotch pine, blue and Colorado spruce, and Fraser, balsam, and Douglas firs are all some varieties you might see this holiday. If you haven't selected a tree yet, then look for one that is around the size, shape, and height you want. Make sure it has a straight trunk and even distribution of limbs. Especially make sure that the trunk diameter fits in your tree stand. A one-sided tree may fit better against your wall, but it may have poor balance in the stand. Once the tree comes home, you'll want to make an additional cut on the trunk. Remove about 1 more inch of trunk height from the original cut at the farm or in the landscape. This will help pull up water better. Once the cut has been made, it can be placed in the tree stand with a water reservoir. The important thing to remember is that the tree is constantly taking up water, so never let it empty. Placement of a Christmas tree should be kept somewhere cool, not near a fireplace or heating duct. Think of it like a cut flower bouquet, but unlike a bouquet, the tree just needs clean and clear water, no additives. Christmas trees can last 3 to 8 weeks in the home, depending on care. After the holiday season is over, it will be important to remove the tree. It can possibly last until New Year's, but it will begin to become dry and brittle, and will litter your house in needles. The best part of a live tree's disposal, compared to an artificial tree, is that it won't sit in a landfill for over a century. Some towns will offer tree disposal services, usually turning an old tree into compost or mulch. Check your local options or consider doing it at home. You should not consider burning a tree, as sometimes evergreens have sap pockets that may cause pops in the fireplace. An old Christmas tree may also serve environmental functions. It can be tied to a fence or deck to offer cover for birds and small animals. Of course, that is if you want to provide cover for them. It can also be sunk into a pond to provide shelter for fish populations. However you dispose of it, a live tree can provide a fun project to anyone looking to abandon the plastic tree tradition. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.